but the rest dies in my mouth. Beyond him, Fletcher's tent has swelled. It's not billowing, not even ballooning, just shoving outward. Like the neck of an anaconda with a rat in it. I stumble forward, but way too slow. CFK has already spun back that way, and he's seen. Then he's diving headlong for the tent. He rips at its still-zipped front, tearing it open, and there's a wetness to that sound, like tendons being severed. And then he's through, inside. Gone. Instinctively, I dart sideways, not toward the tent mouth, which stinks, even from here, like the chemical toilet, except minus chemicals. Like the raw, rotting insides of us. Help me! I'm shouting to the boys, to any kids who will listen. A shocking, marvelous number of them do. Immediately, without hesitation. Three of them right there with me, hurtling across the sand. The tent! I'm shouting, not making sense even to myself, but somehow the kids understand. They always understand. So much more than we think or is good for them. Even as the canvas bells out to meet them, two start ripping at the rainfly, peeling it free. The rest drop to their knees around me, digging at the stone-hard sand in all four corners, grabbing the metal spikes, which should be freezing but instead are warm. Not in and of themselves, I realize. More bathed in warmth. Bones in blood. Pull! I'm shouting as the tent flaps, leans way over sideways. In wind, just wind, snaps straight. And there are voices in there. Just the two. Get off! Get it off! And CFK, fuck! Hands over mine, seemingly becoming mine, and we're yanking, straining. The peg pops free of the ground. Seconds later, they're all out, and for one horrific second, the tent seems to lift off the desert floor like a magic carpet or a bloated dragonfly. Then it sags to the ground and lets Fletcher and CFK go, spits them out. That's what it looks like. That's what it was. I know already that I will always think so. We're staring at each other, all of us. The pussycat girls, so many girls over here when they're not allowed. Fletcher's tent mates, and their peers who hate them, and their peers who are just other kids who happen to be in their class on this trip, on this night, on this day, when the snakes and shadows came to camp, when the desert finally noticed us.